Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Once in a Lifetime, so let's get started. We found it, St. Augustine's Hospital. This, it doesn't look like a hospital, but it is. The plate was covered with moss, but you can still read it. The door seems to be stuck, but it's not locked. It had opened with a big push. We should come another day. If it starts to rain, we'll have to wait until... Fuck. I guess there's only one path forward. I guess so. We have to wait for the storm to stop anyway. We're going in. All right, here we go. Man, it is eerie in here, and I can't see shit. Here, take the flashlight. Thanks. Wow. It looks like that room in Outlast. The first Outlast game where it's an abandoned mental hospital. Okay, better. Okay, we get in, we find compound R, and we get out. Nobody dies, and by 10 p.m., the three of us will be watching a series eating some nachos, all right? Yes, I too enjoy series. Mm-hmm. What's wrong, Judy? Nothing, it's just this place. It gives me a bad feeling. It'll soon be over, and don't worry, we came prepared. If we don't split up, everything will be fine. In a few years, we'll remember how we saved the world. Ha ha ha, if you say so, I believe it. Let's save the world! Ahem, as for the gun... Carry it. I think that's the best. Okay. Okay, St. Augustine, it's time to find out what secrets you're hiding. Close game taught me why you'd never hand a woman a gun. So close! So close, right? This place has a small entrance, but it's much bigger from inside. There's even a second floor. There's an echo, you hear? Yeah, this hall is half empty. Is there something in there? Nah, it doesn't work. There is a power supply, though. Maybe there's some kind of power generator. Let's go through the building and see what we can find. West wing or the east wing?
East wing.
Let's explore the east wing. Look, there's a sign up ahead. It says if we keep going in this direction, we're headed to the trauma and burn unit, which seems to be blocked off. Psychiatry in the hospital's archive. Alright, let's take a look. Let's go to the records room. All of the hospital files are probably kept here. Maybe we'll find something interesting. But it looks like they took it all. Hey, here are some blinders that look pretty new. Binders, rather, that look pretty new. What's this? August 31st. No subject has gone beyond stage 1 so far. The compound is too unstable. We need more test subjects. October 10th. AAR-2V rather, has been a success. Subjects in phase 3 can regenerate any part of their body, whether it's been cut, burned, or mutilated in any way. The only problem is the many mutations which it still causes. January 11th. Subject 93 looks promising. He seems to be immune to the negative effects of AAR. He's been isolated. January 20th. Today we tried to administer a much bigger dose to a new subject. The results were terrible. He developed analogous structures in his own body in a matter of seconds. He killed 3 guards before we could contain him. January 21st. We cut out his spine, but he's still alive. It is a biological marvel. Even in a state of madness, the subject is still preserving his reasoning. He has painted some kind of symbols in the psychiatry ward. Going in there with the ultraviolet lights is madness. February 19th, today my wife Mathilda died in another accident. I'm out of here. Miss Slango will have to carry on alone. We've gone too far. Wow. It sounds like the plot of a Resident Evil game. I was just gonna fucking say that. I find it hard to believe, but who knows? Let's make sure we're not missing anything. Don't you find it odd that a rural hospital had a psychiatry ward? Yes, maybe it was meant to assist relatives. The question is, why is there a fucking cage in here? I don't think it'd be a big help to the families. There's a blackboard. Maybe they were teaching something or giving therapy. And a cage. Yeah, that's the weird part. Well, never mind. Let's just keep going. Let's explore the West Wing. The sign above the door says infectious diseases. That doesn't sound very friendly. I heard many workers became infected with some strange disease and the village was isolated just before the factory was closed down. Well, in any case, any virus, bacteria, or parasites couldn't have survived for so long without a host. There shouldn't be any danger. But don't touch anything just in case. Should we have a look? Is there something at the end of the corridor? I think there are some stairs leading to the top floor. Let's have a look. I don't like this place. Me neither. These rooms look like cells. I'm guessing they were designed as a way of containing the diseases, but it seems really inhuman. It ends here. That door can't be opened? Nope, it doesn't even have a knob. We can't go any further. This building looks like it's gonna fall apart at any moment. And no wonder, look at this picture. It's dated September the 19th, 1819. This hospital is over 2 centuries old. They probably redesigned the whole building a few times, but it's still impressive. You can see the first floor from up here. Okay, what do we have over here? Oh no, come on! Fuck, not now! Okay, my flashlight is dead. Do you have any extra batteries? Girls? Lauren? Judy? Hello? You have to be kidding me. Searching the backpack. Please, Grim, tell me you're carrying some spare batteries in your backpack. Come on. Who's there? Motherfucking hell, what have I done to deserve this? Fuck! Yes, spare batteries, thank goodness. Lauren, Judy! Yes, we're coming! God damn it! We said to stay together. Yes, we know. Sorry. It was my fault. Sorry, bro. We got distracted looking at a map of the hospital that was on the stairs. Don't do this to me again, you almost gave me a heart attack. It won't happen again, stick together. Well, what did the map say? We have the nurse's break room to the left, and the intensive care rooms to the right, and the doctor's office down the hall. I see. There's a few lockers and a bathroom. This area is pretty close to intensive care, isn't it? Probably so that the nurses who were staying at night could respond to issues more quickly. This is a small village, so resources and staff were scarce. This hospital is too damn big for such a small village. Let's check out that door. Nothing particular interest here. Empty and dusty, just like the rest of this forsaken place. I said the director... I said doctor's office, but they mean director's office. The hospital director. Intensive care, you said? Yes, the ICU. Follow us. We have to turn right and right again. Jesus, it smells like rotten eggs in here. Yeah, something stinks. You don't smell that, Judy? Are you okay? There's a corpse in here. Oh, fuck. Is she dead? Well, judging by the smell, I think so. Maybe we should go. Let me have a look. Yeah, she's... Bleh. She's very dead, and it's not nice. Judy, you shouldn't watch this. Don't worry, sis, I won't. If you want to see it, go ahead. I've had enough. We'll wait outside. Inspect the body. Oh, Jesus Christ, she's been slashed open. Oh my fucking God, who'd do such a thing? Ugh! And the smell, it's horrendous. However, it doesn't look like she's been dead a long time. There's definitely someone in this hospital. Lilith has to be here. We're getting close. Okay, this is the office of the head of the hospital. If Lilith has ever been here, she must have been in this room. Okay, there's gotta be something in here. Look through the shelves. I'll go see if that computer is still working. Okay. This computer looks far too new. Lilith probably brought it with her. What's this? It looks like some kind of diary? Hey, check this out. August 24th, we finished relocating the operations center. The place is such a wreck, but it's isolated from the population. According to my calculations, we should be done in less than a year. December 7th. Subjects who survived phase 2 have been placed in the infectious disease ward because of the risk of transmission. January 10th. 3 guards were killed today by a subject in phase 4. 2 more have fled. The organization will take care of them. We can't have loose ends. Not now. March 1st. I've made it. The AAR is completed. The agent binds to DNA without causing chain mutations. Astaroth will be pleased. The final compound has been stored in a test tube in the basement under the infectious disease ward. And that's the last entry. I think we got it. What we're looking for is in that basement under infectious diseases. Did you find anything else? Only this weird note. 5 numbers. 1 path. White, red, green, gray, black. That's the order. Let me save that real quick so I can use it as a note. Do you think this could mean something? I don't think so, but who knows? Hey, do you see that? Someone painted a 3 in this book's cover. This might mean something. I don't know, maybe we're just overthinking this. Let's go to infectious diseases. Yeah, that'll be best. Can't go any further. You see anything we could use? Wait, look at this. What is it? There's some sort of keypad on the wall with numbers 0 to 9. It's likely to be the control panel to open the doors, that one included. Oh, it's true. We didn't notice that before. But we don't know the code. Of course, the numbers. What? The note in the director's office, don't you remember? 5 numbers, 1 path. White, red, green, gray, and black. That's the order. That's the way. And there was a white 3. So the first number is a 3. That makes sense. And the other 4 numbers? I don't know. Maybe somewhere around the hospital? Maybe you're right. Let's take a look around here and see if we find anything. Although, don't you think it looks like someone's messing with us? I mean, this numbers and colors game. I was wondering the same thing. Anyway, let's try it. So we can't enter a code yet. We're gonna have to look around the hospital. There's nothing in here. We'll go back to stairs. You search that room, I'll check the bathroom. Okay, call us if you find anything. It's still pouring out there. It seems that this part of the hospital faces the mountain. Or so I think. It's so dark I can hardly see. Will it never stop raining, for God's sake? Anyway, there's nothing of interest in this room. Did you find anything? Nope, just a pair of old socks. Let's meet Lauren in the bathroom. Look, the roof's leaking everywhere. Be careful, you're gonna fall. Oh shit, be careful. Ah, I told you. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Lucky you were there. Are you okay? Yeah, well, I think I broke my back. Promise me you'll get a wheelchair and push me around the park? Ha ha ha, I see you're all right. Thank goodness, I don't know what I'd do without my big brother. Yeah, you'd be lost. Oh my god, this potion is quite suggestive. Sorry, guys. Oh my god, this position is quite suggestive. Don't get hard, Grim. Don't embarrass yourself. And yeah, you're getting hard, of course. Why isn't she getting up? Why doesn't she say anything? Hasn't she noticed it? Of course she has. Okay, I have such an erection right now. Judy, Grim, come here, quick! Yeah, sis, we're coming. What's wrong? What were you guys doing? I called you like 5 times. Us? Nothing. Why, I fell and Grim helped me up, and yeah, that's it. No numbers. The room's clean. Well, I actually found something. Another piece of the puzzle. Take a look. Nice. Is it paint or blood? I'd rather not know. Well, it's one of the numbers either way. A red 2. So we have a white 3 and a red 2. Just hope she was already dead when they did this to her. Are you seeing anything over there? Any of those numbers? Any book? Any painting on the wall? No, nothing. Well then, let's keep moving. Okay. What the? What happened? The corpse. Her eyes. She didn't have her eyes open. What? Hey, look at her arm. What's that? She has a tattoo on her arm. What? Oh, it's true. It's a tattoo of a 0. A green 0. Oh my god, what kind of psycho are we dealing with? A green 0. Okay. White 3, red 2, green 0. Shit, I'm gonna have to write this shit down. Hold on, let me get my notes out. Since we don't use paper anymore in this generation, I mean, we just completely stop using paper and just everything is just little notes now. White 3, a red 2, and a green 0. There we go. So we've looked at everything here we looked at the white 3 in the director's office. So go back to the first floor. Go back to the west wing. Back to reception. Now we're on the west wing. No, we went to the west wing. Gotta go to the east wing now. Go back to the records room. Do you see a code number anywhere? I don't, but I saw some UV filters in that drawer. We could use them with our flashlights, go to the psychiatric ward, and look for the drawings the files mention. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Okay, if we use this, we should be able to. I don't see anything there at all. I guess they cleaned it. Too bad. Wait a second. Give me that flashlight. That's a black 4. You son of a bitch. Someone wants us to go crazy. So we're still missing a number, guys. White, red, green, gray, and black. So we don't have the gray number, but we have the black number. So that makes the code 3, 2, 0, and we have a blank And then we have a 4. So we could just enter shit until we get it right. Okay. There's only... Nope. 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 Got 2 more. I did it without having to get that last one. I wasn't gonna fuck around and look for it. I'm sorry. I've already been around here and whatever. I'm not playing with that. It works. We did it. Ah ha 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 ha. Yes, you did it. Let's fight him. Oh fuck. You solved the riddle. The riddle of 93. Who are you? Who, me? I'm 93. Yes, I am. I just said it. Yes. You painted all those numbers? Yes, 93 did it. You killed the woman with the tattoo on her arm? No, 93 did not do such a thing. No, 93 didn't kill her. No, the Ashen Lady did it. Yes, the Ashen Lady. Yes, the Ashen Lady. She heard us. Do you know her? No. No, you don't. You shouldn't. She's bad. She'll hurt you. You're too small, yes. Is the Ashen Lady here? Yes, she is. She's locked up in her own basement. Yes, 93 locked her up. She was bad. I changed the code, yes. Now she can't get out. No. I hid the code. I made a riddle. Yes, you solved it. Did you like my riddle? Yes, a lot. Yes, you did it. You're good, little one. Yes. Okay, 93. We have to go to the basement. There's something there we need. The basement. Yes, sure. Be careful. The Ashen Lady will be angry. She's been there for a long time. Yes. Okay, we will. Thank you, 93. Yes, thank you. Yes, you three have fun. Yes, goodbye. Wow. The horrible things they must have done to that poor man for him to end up like that. It's quite nice, though. I wonder if we'll ever see him again. Anyway, we have that last dare to complete. There's no going back. Okay, Lilith is here. As is the compound AAR, we have to be very careful. I have the gun. Stay behind me. I don't know if I need to save in case there's actual game shit where I can get killed. Okay. Do you also have the amnesia spray ready? Yes. Okay. I wonder what's in those containers. Grim, come here. I think it's this way. Restricted area. Interesting. Look, there's even an elevator. The door seems to be stuck. I think I can slip in. Man, you have to be kidding me. What is it? There's 6 floors. This place is fucking huge. You should come out of there. The ground looks like it's about to crack. Don't worry, I have... Oh, shit. Ah! Grim, oh my fucking god, he's dead! What? He's dead! I'm not dead. He's alive! Lauren, it's a miracle! Come on, this isn't such a big deal. But I can't climb up. Is there a rope or something around here? Brah, you see them boards? You take a foot, you have another foot, you go, you know, you take a hand, you take a foot, there you go. I mean, come on, look at all that. You can climb back up there. I don't know how sturdy those boards are, but I would definitely try it. Yeah, I think I saw one somewhere. Okay, we'll go find it. Don't move from there. Okay. I hope the flashlight is still working. Nice. Oh no, this place is a 6174 S.A. Est Deus. It Finivit Regnum Dei. Hello, Lilith, is that you? S.A. Est Deus. Lilith? Miss Swango? Hmm? Astaroth, is that you, Astaroth? I knew you'd come. Yes? I have it. I have the AAR for you, but then I was locked in. Do you have it here? Yes, I always bring it with me. I need it. Of course, it's yours. Take it. Take the compound AR. AR. Okay, thank you, Lilith. Now come with me. We need to get out of here. Oh no, I can't. I've been exposed for too long to the non-purified agents down here, and my genotype is not compatible, so I'm already dead. What? But I'm happy because my work was completed. You should leave here before I get transmuted in a hypermetabolic chain reaction. Ugh! I don't want you to see me like that. What the fuck? Okay, miss, you are clearly ill, so you need to get out of here now. I'll take you to a hospital. What? What are you saying, Astaroth? This was my mission. Look, I'm not Astaroth, and you have no mission to accomplish. Let's get out. You're not Astaroth? Who are you? Give me back the AR. Give me... Coughing violently. Miss Swango, Astaroth is a crook, a liar. You don't have to die for him. Let's go. Do you really want to die here? Still coughing. You don't understand. He is the truth. You don't know anything. Oh my fucking god. Okay, if you don't want to come, I'm going by myself. Judy, Lauren, where's the rope? Here, we're tying it to a pipe. Hold on. What the fuck was that? And what the hell has come out of her back? Lilith? What the fuck? What the hell is that thing? Fuck this shit. The rope! There you go. Thank God. Hey, thank goodness you're alright. Is there something down there? Lilith. Lilith, did you talk to her? Yes, but she has... What was that? We need to get out of here now. Run! Okay, the door's right here. Let's go. Oh my god, where's Judy? What? Judy! Okay, calm down. We have to go back for her. Of course we do. Stay behind me. Judy, where are you? I'm here. Damn it, Judy, where were you? I'm sorry, you two run too fast. I got nervous and I took a wrong turn. Okay, let's go. Don't move an inch. Hey, you, whatever you are, stay away from my little sister. Okay, now move. I'll distract her, but just leave, please. Okay, we're waiting out. We'll be waiting outside. Fuck that. Oh, shit. Okay, Grim, this is how we die. Epic enough, to be honest. Aha, yes, the Ashen Lady is angry. Yes, she tasted her own medicine. It doesn't taste good, no? She's doomed now. Yes, she is. 93 beat the Ashen Lady. Yes, ha 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 ha. Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty, that guy just saved my life. I'm getting the hell out of here. Goodbye, St. Augustine. See you never. Ah! I'm in my room. Holy shit! Okay, that was interesting. I come in expecting an adult visual novel. I get Resident fucking Evil. Shit, I'm a big RE fan, and that was actually done very well. It felt like, it did feel like kind of like a Silent Hill, Resident Evil kind of thing. Definitely not what you expect when you play these games. I think you guys are going to be really surprised, too. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you guys next time with more Eternum. I think this is the last... Let's see. Yeah, this is the last week of March, guys. So we won't be bringing back Eternum until May. Don't worry, because we're doing a whole lot of Eroge. Remember, it's Eroge month next month. So we got all our hentai and all that stuff is coming. Gonna hit ya. And then after that, we're gonna bring ya back to Eternum. So... this will be a cool little cliffhanger, right? And hopefully there's going to be a neat cliffhanger in Eternum, too, if I can get it started. All right, so I'm out. We'll see you May. We'll see you in May with more Once in a Lifetime. Stay tuned.